Blog Talk Radio.
You sent me the wrong email. It's Ann McDonald 3, right? Michelle? It's Ann McDonald 3, right?
Yeah, I'm just double checking.
Yeah, but it's
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I keep putting in. I'm going to start over again. You know, the best laid plans are nicer, man.
So, I don't know if it's because I was logged in your account as well, so I'll try it now.
Into what account?
In your Facebook account.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, I just logged out.
All right.
Murphy's always at these get-togethers.
Okay. It's still saying President Ann McNeil. Try it again. I don't want it to lock me out. Ann McNeil. It's holding something.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, howdy.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm better than a sharp stick in the eye.
I love you, Larry, man.
I tell you. You and the S girl. We're going to have fun tonight.
We are. I'm like trying to hold the reins.
Oh, Lordy. Where's that pretty screen you had there behind you the other day? I was looking at one of your, and you had the ocean and the palm trees behind you.
Oh, yeah, I don't have it. I would have to have my green screen up.
Yeah.
And act like I was on the beach somewhere.
There you go. Look good. Were you looking good?
Thank you. You too. We both have on our,
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hey, look here. As soon as I can get to the mailbox.
Oh, I know. I'm going to have you hold that back up when we start.
Okay. Yeah, as soon as I get to the mailbox.
Yep. No worries.
Your name on it. And look at this. One of our ladies made that.
Oh, put it up some more. Oh, wow. Yeah, Georgia always represents.
I'll tell you. I got some talented people out here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the top up there.
I do.
I've never had this happen before.
If you have Bob Hugh, y'all have a full house.
That's it. I keep saying he needs to merge with us.
Hey, I can't let you steal him from Florida.
Okay.
He's holding us up down here.
There you go. He's a mess.
I want to thank everybody that's holding on. I'm just having a little technical difficulty logging in. We are going live, and it will not allow me, Michelle. I've tried the password.
There are some technical issues there.
I will have to log off and log back in under the Zoom account, and you'll have to log in under a different account so I can stream it for you if you needed to.
While we are setting that up, I'm going to say hello to my friend. Hello to Bob Hugh, who's on. Hello to Makita Perry. Thank you, as always. Daniel Peterson, thank you. Michelle Mazur, as always, thank you for helping out. Bakul, I'm just meeting your acquaintance. Charles Lemon. Britta, this is You've been on a couple of times, and thank you for continuing to come back. Alan, C. Alan, thank you for showing up.
So, Michelle, I'm going to leave the meeting. I'm not going to end the meeting. Do I have to end the meeting, Michelle?
Maybe if you make somebody else the host, it won't.
Yeah, I was going to say, try making me the host.
No, I can't make you the host if you let me. I have to make Ione the host because you are going to log in, right?
If you make me the host, I can see if I can stream. Otherwise, I'll have to log in for the
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
If not, you know what we can actually do? Just post it in Facebook as a video.
Okay, let me just try one more, Ione.
Okay.
I'm making Michelle the host and see if she can. You can go ahead and continue, Ione, while we're waiting to go live and continue. We also want to welcome this, I think it's Dr. Fields. I see she's on. Ione, if you can go ahead and.
Cindy Cooper, thanks for joining us.
Say Bob's on too?
He's on.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, he's not going to talk much tonight because he had a little operation.
That's right, that's right. Hope he's doing good.
Don't believe it. Bob not talking.
Yeah.
Don't believe it.
He's laughing.
Give him about 20 minutes. When that Novocaine kicks in. So, Bob, we want to welcome everybody. We're just getting some situations straightened out here so we can live stream. We have a lot of people who join us every week online, and we will be able to do that here shortly. So thank you, everybody.
I see one of my ladies out there. Hello, Ms. Johnson. Welcome, Ms. Johnson, Deborah. She's connecting, I guess, right now.
Okay, Ione, Michelle, you have to make me a co-host, Michelle. Okay, Ms. Johnson, you have your hand over the camera, Ms. Johnson. Thank you.
And we are live.
All right. Thank you so very much, everybody. We're excited. My name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Builder. We want to welcome you to our Better Investing, My Investing story. We have another wonderful story for you tonight. But before we do that, let's talk about Better Investing. And we're all volunteers with the Better Investing Organization. The Better Investing Organization has helped over 5 million individual investors learn how to invest in stocks. Let's talk about what we're not. We're not day traders. We're not stockbrokers. We are volunteers. Volunteers who, for many, many, many years, over 50 years actually, have helped individuals learn how to start and run effective investment clubs and really the principles and philosophy of investing for your family and for your future. I'm honored to be on tonight with none other than the baby billionaire, Ms. Ione McNeil. But equally as important, I am really honored and I'm very excited to be here with a longtime friend, Mr. Larry Reno. And so Ione's going to introduce Larry. He's going to share his story, his investing story with all of you. We want to encourage you to like, to post and to share the show. Like, post, and share the show. If you have any questions or comments and you're listening to us live, please put your comments in the chat and we will bring you on air. If you're listening on our radio show, just press 1 on your dial and we'll recognize your question and we'll bring your question on air. And if you're listening and sharing with us live on Zoom, you can put your question in the chat, and we will get your question to the appropriate person. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Ione, and we are going to go ahead and get started with Larry's My Investing Story.
Well, thank you. Hoorah, Larry. Hoorah. Every time we see each other at a Better Invested National Convention, we just have to be loud. Cause that's
there you go. Fun. There you go. We just make noise.
So we're going to start the show off like this. Can you please put up the shirt that I saw you wearing and that you are going to put in the mail to me?
Sooner or later.
Bring it down just a little bit. I retired at 55. Bring it up. Thank you, Better Investing, Georgia Chapter. So
yes,
tonight, go ahead.
Yes, I did.
Yes. So a lot of people on here are a little over 55. A lot of people on here are under 55 as well. And in as much as we want to learn how you did it, we also want to learn about your journey through Better Investing, because you have won a lot of awards for your spirit of service, for your volunteering. You've served on boards. You're active in the Georgia chapter. So just walk us actually through the first time you heard about Better Investing, which actually probably was when it was called NAIC.
That's true.
How did you come to hear about NAIC or better known Better Investing?
I took my wife to a doctor's appointment, and I remember it was a gynecologist, so there's nothing in there but ladies' magazine. I'm flipping through Red Book, and there was an article there about investment clubs. I thought, that's interesting, so ripped it out, stuck it in my collar, went home, and mailed off. And I was surprised to get a response back within less than a week. So it sounded really interesting, so I talked it up at work, and I found three guys and $100 a piece, and on the second day of September 1982, we started Mutual Investors of Atlanta, and we're still kicking.
Wow. Wow. So you reached out to NAIC about how to get started, and they gave
Exactly. And, you know, I thought I was the only investment club in Georgia. I couldn't spell P.E. It was 3 years before I could only finally understand the upside-downside ratio and things like this, you know, things that we use every day. And it made me sound Greek to some of those people who are not familiar with Better Investing. But we had to learn on our own, because back then there wasn't a chapter here. And we thought we were the only investment club in the world.
Right, right. So with you starting in the early to mid-'80s, talk to us a little bit about the support that you found within Better Investing.
Oh, the support is unbelievable. Like I said, I was surprised how quick they got back to me. That's one thing that really impressed me. Better Investing has taught me how to be a better investor. And with the tools, and what's nice about the club is you learn in the club and then take it home and use it in your own 401k. So what you learn at home, at the clubs, you can pass on to your personal life. And also, I think it's kind of funny, you have people watching the stocks in the club. I'll buy them on myself and have the club watch it for me, so I ain't got to keep up. So I got to keep up with it. I got someone down there just watching that stock for me.
Exactly. Wow. Now, yeah. Were you investing at all before you became a member of the investment club?
That's almost funny. I started back in the early 70s.
Okay.
Investing, and I remember taking a standard course.
Yeah.
And open it up and see the chart going up to the right. And I'm off. Had no earthly idea why it just looked like the price was going up, and I would buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Not until I found better investing, I found a way. I paid too much for stocks. I bought stocks that I shouldn't have bought because they're overpriced.
Right.
The PE was too high. So until I found better investing, I then learned how to not only find the company, but once I find the company, what's a good price to pay for it so you don't overpay. There it is.
Tell us a little bit about maybe some of those early mistakes that you made when you were doing it on your own.
Oh, yes. I remember we had a stock. Gosh, he was a shoe company. And Puerto Rico, I think it was. And it's just a little bit small company. And we kept watching the thing go up. And we sat there and it showed signs that we might all be getting rid of it. No, hang on to it anyway. And then it fell out. The bottom fell out. We lost all of our money in it. So we're just learning like that. You make mistakes, but then you learn from your mistakes.
Right.
And one thing good about, and I'll never forget this, when the market took a dive back in late '80s, it was good to have a club there to hold your hand and say, hey, Larry, it's not going to be that bad. I remember coming into the club meeting one night and said, guys, I sold everything I have and I bought gold. Joking, of course. It's just to get a green out of everybody. When the market went down, you know, like I've always said, my wife said, she's tired of hearing these stories, that I invest like a farmer. When the market goes down, I go in. Like the fireman does with the fire. Everybody's running out of the fire. Everybody's running out of the market. That's when I go in. When
people are... Sweet that.
I like that analogy,
man. There you go. I'm a fireman. You see in my heart and letter that I even use that at the end. One of my favorite sayings there.
Program and the purpose of the show is give a platform
Automatic investment, and talk about how do we do that. That's how she set up her retirement account. And so I'll just shout out to you.
Yeah, we're trying to turn her camera on because it would be great. But we don't know if she's ready for the camera.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right.
We have a quick question in the chat. Oh, can you hear? Yes. Oh, oh, it's amazing. Denise, would you like to make any comments before we... Yes, because this is what this is the investor story. Now we have an experienced investor, we have a brand new investor online, this is expert on Zoom. So I'm really excited to not set up, you know, only my account, but starting to get her prepared for her future. So I'm glad to take this leap. And we're going to come to you and ask questions, how much did you start in that investing for the initial club? So Shania, I'm deciding to take the initiative to invest $50 a week. And that was from me cutting off all of my subscriptions that I knew I didn't need, and I just added up all of that money that I would have been paying in subscriptions anyway, canceled them, and put that into the investment.
Thank you so much, Denise. Thank you.
All right. So back to you, Ayana. Yes, in fact, I'm going to have Shania answer this quick question. Makita Perry asked, what's a UGMA?
So it's a gift and investing account for minors. So since my daughter can't really have her own account, once she turns 18 and becomes an adult, that investment account will then transfer over to her.
And how old is she now?
She's one. She turned one in March.
And I think, Makita, it may be Unified Gift Minors Act or something like that. That's what it is. We have another question, and we have two questions. One, Larry, someone asked, what's your favorite investing book?
Yeah, I saw that Tom O'Hara wrote a book, and I'm trying to remember the name of the book right now. Something about Acres. It's a very, very good book. And you may help me remember that.
Acres of Island.
No, Tom O'Hare. Thanks, Millionaire. But I think it had acorns in it. Yeah, I think I remember. I thought it had acorns, bro. From Little Acorns Grow, Main Street Millionaire. There you go. That's it. It is a very good book.
Yeah. I think it's actually by Mike Wendland.
Yeah, it has a story. It's right. It has a picture of a Tom O'Hare organization was founded. So you go right on target.
Yeah, so I just mentioned that, though, for people that's going to look up the book, the title of it is From Little Acorns Grow, Main Street Millionaire, and I'll put it in the chat. But it's by Mike Wendland, which is W-E-N-D-L-A-N-D. but it's a book about Tom O'Hare, who's one of the
And the person that asked the question, I would also suggest they go on to Night Day Free, but also get the Better Investing Magazine, is another response to that question, because this is a phenomenal, even if you just get one little short article a month out of this magazine, an enormous amount of information to share. So any other questions in the chat? And Marshall, any questions for you?
Yeah, so another question we have from one of your fellow chapter friends, Larry, is can you talk a little bit about the Georgia chapter and what the Georgia chapter is doing right now? And I'll put this month's event in the chat, but just talk to the people about the three-day event Georgia is going to be having.
Okay, I would be glad to talk about that. We have a three-day investors' fair. It's going to start on August the 27th, I believe it is. Thursday the 27th. There'll be two classes on Thursday, four classes on Friday evening, and then I believe eight on Saturday. You can sign up. It's free to everybody, to include members and non-members of Better Investing. We'll have classes from the beginner to the expert. We have classes. We have people coming in. One of our sponsors or speakers is from Pittsburgh. One is from San Diego. One of our speakers is from the home office at Better Investing. We have Cy Lynch, who is one of our local speakers here in Tennessee. Every one of these people who will have at this meeting have talked as well. It's free. It's open to everybody. We would love everybody to attend. And
it's virtual.
Due to COVID, we normally have an investor fair in person here, but we're going to try to do one online. We normally have a one-day Saturday event, but this way we're breaking it out. It'll be over 3 days. You can go to our Better Investing website, go to the Georgia chapter. Look under events, and you can see a link there to all the classes. You can register there. We'd love to have you attend. And for anyone who attends, we'll have access to all 14 classes later. We're going to put them on Dropbox with all the handouts and the presentation, and everyone will have access to those later.
But I want to make sure I unmute Marshall and Michelle, if you can put the link in the comments on Facebook. And so that would allow everybody to go back and get that link, even if you are listening to this recording in the future and you want to participate, you can click that link. Also, I know you can explain to everybody how they can save the chat.
So if you're on your computer right now, if you pull up your chat box, you're going to see three dots. Down at the bottom of your screen, in between, right next to the share screen, you should be able to pull up the chat box, and next to the word file, there are going to be three dots. You can click those three dots and press Save Chat. What you can do right now is open up the chat box, and I'll put the link that has started with https.betterinvesting.org and in the PDF. You can click that and let that open on your computer or on your phone, and then come back and join us. But this link is going to take you to the scheduled event that Larry just mentioned, and be sure to register.
It's free.
And that's one thing that as I become more involved in Better Investing, because my beginning journey of education was in Better Investing, I didn't realize how much quality of an education Better Investing provided until I started meeting other investors that didn't hear about Better Investing, and when they start telling me about what they own, how much money they were using, I was like, what are you doing? Where did you get your information from? And as you may know, Larry, you know, it's a lot of people that are investors out here, but Better Investing really separates the weak from the staff.
the education we did, the fact when Ms. Ann was speaking earlier, and we talked earlier, I thought about how better investing really teaches you how to not just become a better investing, but how to help yourself. We're all volunteers, but we don't do it for you. We help you. You know, and that's with education, that's with the resources, that's with the tools, and, you know, honestly, to put it simply, we almost have a fail-safe proof kind of method because we learn the basics, what is investing, we really learn how to analyze the stock, how to ask certain questions of a company to determine you know, what quality versus what type. And then, being a long-term investor, you can easily become basically a Warren Buffett, a regular person that knows what they're looking for, that can make sound, quality, profitable investment decisions. And you don't have to have graduated with an MBA. You don't have to work on Wall Street. You don't have to turn your life upside down. You don't have to be glued to CNBC. You don't have to read the New York Wall Street Journal every week. I mean, it's to be this successful as an investor, yet still keep a sane lifestyle. I didn't know that both could exist.
So I have a question for Larry, and Larry, if you could share with us the value that you are sharing with your family in terms of investing.
Our children and our grandchildren become the children and grandchildren of our family. Right, right, right. It's almost like a cult rather than a family. But we have so much out there. Everyone is helping everyone else. And here's the thing about it. There's what, $1,800 a year with better investment now, some number like that.
Wow.
And we're all volunteers. We're not getting a darn thing. And why would we do that? Because we love what we're doing. We have seen the fruits of our labors and we won't share it with everyone else. So it's like my friend said, it's a cult.
Can any of you use the Jim Rowan, and you're on here with us, can you just use the Jim Rowan, and you can give us a comment, or give us a comment in the chat, and say, yes, I've heard of Jim Rowan. Now, while you wait, let me talk about Jim Rowan, one of the number one motivational speakers that many Browns listen to when he was coming into the motivation.
But he tells the story of how he lied to the Girl Scouts. He said when the Girl Scout came to his door, the self and the Girl Scout cookies, he already had Girl Scout cookies inside. Because she needed $2 from him to buy the cookies. And he said at that point in time in his life, he did not have $2. And when he told that story, and accepted the fact that he had just lied to the Girl Scouts because he did not have $2, he said, I never wanted to live like this again. Now, as he told the story thousands of times all over the world, you ask yourself the question, why, you know, you're a multimillionaire now, why are you still telling that story? And Larry and I were just talking before the show started, and I was sharing with him. that I will share this story with all of you because he shared, the reason he continues to share the story about two daughters is because there are people who are listening to him and they see him here. They didn't see where he started here, not having two daughters. And over the years of being in his network marketing business, he then began to change his own life around and understand the value of saving and investing and having an operating a profitable life, if you will. And so Larry was sharing his story. We all have investing stories, $2 stories. Mine is a $20 story. All of us have stories. And so what we want to come back to you, Larry, Have you ever had any hard time
when
you found it was not easy to do that as you would have liked?
Oh, heaven yes. Back when I was young and in college, I just lived from payday to the day before the next payday. I had nothing to invest, nothing to save. I was making a buck and a half an hour or something like this. Trying to go to school, it was rough. But when I started my investment club, like you, we started out with $20. $20 a month. And we would throw about $80 in there. And invest it once a month. And today, we have withdrawn over $250,000 out of that account.
How much did you invest in the month? $20 a month. I just want to make sure everybody catches that. Because that's what this is about now. Do you have a PhD in investing?
I have a PhD in hard knocks. No, ma'am. No, ma'am, I do not.
So how does that happen? Can you help us understand how do you invest?
$20 times four, guys, over how many years? Gosh, 36, 38. Almost 40. Almost 40. Gosh, time's your clock when you have fun. Believe me, I was having fun. I have had fun today. But we have that account. I've been in the treasury for life. So I look at all the records right there, and we have withdrawn over $250,000 out of that account. And giving it to partners to go out and have a good time, or they moved to home, stuff like that. And still have a healthy portfolio today.
And so today your portfolio is about roughly what? Roughly $250,000.
Still $250,000. Yes.
I just want to make sure I repeat that because there are people who will be listening to this show and ever read it. There are people who will be listening to this and they don't read it. And for those of you who understand the power of compound interest, that's what this is about. And in the sad thing, but the good thing is that it's so simple. You committed it. Let me give you another little story.
Another true story. My wife got PO'd at her boss, age 46.
I'm sorry, what's PO'd? Pissed off. Didn't want to go back.
Y'all know, everybody on this thing got jobs.
Y'all know y'all let your breaking point, some of y'all.
Yeah, she got PO'd and said, I'll take this job and shove it. And she worked for civil service, and she left her money there. In 15 years, I got $750 a month out of civil service. But she had something like $43,000 in that. I took the money out and put that in her account. I don't want to tell you how much she's got now, but she's got a heck of a lot of money out.
You took us down this road, you had to go all the way down the road.
Okay, she's got over $300,000 in that account right now. And she pulled out a whole passel of money along the way.
How much did she start with?
About $46,000.
How much did you put in over the time?
Oh, this was one time when she quit her job. And we withdrew her retirement out. And rather than leave it in civil service, I invested it for her.
And so it just grew on its own because of the decisions you made.
I hope so. I hope you take some credit for it. She's going to slap me behind the head and say, what are you talking about, boy?
But this is what I want to make sure we all understand, all of us, myself included. We want to make sure we understand you didn't put any more money in that account.
No.
Okay. Now, for all of you who are listening, if you don't have any questions, don't wait until the show is over and start texting Ioni and say, oh, well, you know, I had a question and I didn't ask it. If you are listening to us live, listen, I'm going to change my name to my phone number. You can reach out to us because this is so powerful.
And I did do that. We have a quick question we're going to ask you because I answered in the chat, but I want to give you a chance to ask Larry. Shania is asking, was that money invested in stocks or an investment account?
Oh, in stocks. In stocks. And we manage it in Fidelity account.
Yeah.
And we manage that, and she let me manage it.
Right.
And
because you have the education of how to choose the stock that's going to get you the best return.
Yeah.
You got the best return.
Yeah, and we've been very lucky. You know, I've made mistakes, and we all do that. I have an eraser on the end of my pencil, too. So it's very easy to do that. But lick your wounds and keep going.
Powerful.
We have another question asking. So mutual funds, what's your take on mutual funds, Larry?
Mutual funds is great when you're starting because you may not know where, you may not have enough money to diversify. So a mutual fund is a great way to start. But I got out of mutual funds after a few years, and I have been in a mutual fund in 30 years. I have my own mutual fund. It's called Portfolio.
My portfolio. Yeah, we had a guest on the show maybe about a month or two back who said, and I like how he said this. He said, you know, when you look at a mutual fund, they're going to tell you the top 10 holdings of that mutual fund. If you just buy the top 10 holdings, you just created your own mutual fund.
Exactly.
And that's what people have to realize. Their entire portfolio, which is just a collection of stocks and whatever else you got in there, that's a mutual fund. Because a stock is just one company. Stocks are more than one company.
Right.
But a mutual fund is a mix of all those things. I like to say, a mutual fund is like when you go and buy that trail mix, and they got the cashews, the almonds,
everything in there.
And it already has everything in that one little bag.
But you got to be careful when you're buying that. You want to diversify. Like I prefer to have around 25% in small companies, about 50% in medium, and about 25% in large companies.
Right.
The large companies are going to give you the dividend. The small companies are going to give you the growth. And the middle company is going to get a little bit of both. So it's diversification.
That's perfect. Now, let's 4 years of a better investing teacher. This man just summed up in less than three sentences, you know, all you need to know about diversification. And so it's a nugget. Make sure you take that. But let's fast forward to tell us about your job. What type of job you had? Because I like to tell people when I'm talking to people about better investing, I say that, you know, I was around people that were regular people, salt of the earth people,
teachers,
post office workers, engineers. I mean, these people had regular jobs. Many of them were not entrepreneurs. Many of them were not in the financial sector. Well, for some reason, investing $20-$25 a month, meeting once a month in their investment group, they are retiring at 50, 55, 60. And at the beginning of this show, I had you put up your shirt representing Georgia chapter about I retired at 55. Tell us how you ended up doing it.
The day I turned 55, on my birthday.
Did you tell
them
to shove it, Larry?
Oh, no, I was very glad.
Okay.
See y'all later. We loved RV, and we have traveled in an RV all over the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. It is just a life that I'm able to do because of that. My wife, when she quit, her and her sister took off and took a trip to South Africa to go on a safari for 3 weeks.
Wow.
They take this job and shove it and just took off and went down there and enjoyed herself very much. And then I met them in London. I spent a little time in England, so I played tourist guide over there and met them in London we spent 4 or 5 days on our way back. So it was, we love to travel. We love to travel, and we have been very, very fortunate to have been able to travel in an RV. We load up our kids, i.e. dogs. And
exactly.
Drive.
What is it, 3 chihuahuas or something like that?
Yeah, well, it's now grown. We got a beagle in there as well.
Oh, okay.
We have all of these are rescue dogs. Most of them are anyway. But we love to travel, and we've been able to do that because of what I learned through better investing. So I am spending my money as I go forward, so that when I pass away, it definitely would be a reason to cry because I'm going to spend all my money.
Okay. And
no, tell us
what was your career, Larry?
I was an auditor in civil service with the Department of the Army. I worked with them for 30-some years as an auditor and financial manager. So
okay.
I have a financial backing, but I'm not. I don't consider myself an expert in stocks, but maybe I am today. By the time.
Okay.
I just want to remind everybody that's listening. We're not making any kind of stock recommendations, just so that we give that statement. And
right.
I want to remind you that you are listening to the My Investing Story. We're all volunteers with Better Investing. Larry's in the Georgia chapter. Ayoni and I are in the South Florida chapter. And Better Investing was established in 1951. We're a national 501c3 not-for-profit organization who has helped over 5 million people from all walks of life learn how to invest. And we produce unbiased investment education and powerful online stock analysis tools to create successful lifelong investors and lifelong volunteers. Because I think that nobody told us we were in this for life, but I am so glad they didn't, because we are so committed, like Mary said, I won't even bear the word to you. But I'll call it all the support of our being zealous to make sure that we volunteer and share with all of you. Before we finish, I know Bob is on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Bob, if you get a chance, I want you to put your word into the chat if you want to give any advice, because we have a lot of beginner investors on the call. Bob can't speak audibly on the call with us tonight. But Bob, who is representing the North chapter, like I like to say, Space Coast chapter, so that's North Florida. If you can, and he's a veteran investor and a longtime BI member and volunteer. I am and reaching out to him as we start our model club, because he was actually he led the pack for many years of having a model investment club that met online. Only online. And
can you share with people what is a model investment club?
So a model investment club is basically from using Better Investing's model. We're an investment club that's sponsored by the local chapter, but the reason we're a model is because we're open to the public. Every time we have an investment club meeting, anybody in the public can reach out to us, register to attend our meeting, sit in on our meeting, so that you can get to experience what is an investment club, how is it run, how do we conduct ourselves, how do we analyze stocks, how do we buy stocks, how do we determine how to sell stocks. Just if you wanted to be a fly on the wall, you could be one at any of the model investment clubs, at any of the chapters of Better Investing, at any time.
Amen.
Any week of the month, North Florida meets first weekend of the month. Cincinnati, I think, has 2 model clubs. They meet the third Saturday of the month. I mean, and every month you have an opportunity. Every week you have an opportunity. We have Better Investing online chapter. So even if you are located in an area where a chapter is not near you, which
Nobody's going to physical meetings anymore. So you, it doesn't even matter. Even if you did have a chapter meeting, you could still join the online chapter. They just had their annual meeting. I mean, the resources that are available to people is phenomenal, and it's abundant. And it's a quality of education all around. Larry is representing the Georgia chapter. Georgia chapter has some heavy hitters. They have Howard Johnson, who's a vet in the game. Like I said, North Florida, Cincinnati, Jackie Kolsky, Dean. We have out of Wisconsin, we have Dean Yeager, we have Bob Lynn. I mean, we have some phenomenal people in every single chapter playing a leadership service role and welcoming you in. If you have questions, like Bob Shield is saying, his quick advice is to just do it. Start now. Don't procrastinate. Pay yourself first. Like Larry said, take a portion of your pay raise and pay your future self.
Amen.
Learn about investing so you can pass along this success story to others. And I'll end with this, tagging on to what Bob just said. As we figure out, especially a lot of us started off poor, like Larry said. He was poor, didn't even know he was poor. When I grew up, I didn't have money for the things I thought was important, like Jordan shoes. I thought I was poor. So, you know, when we think about how do we make ourselves financially comfortable and how do we provide for future generations, I think that comes with a long-term view of investing, which includes starting now, starting what you have, being consistent. And if you do it for 30, 40 years, I mean, your grandchildren will be able to reap the benefits of the seed that you began to plant.
Leona, before you run off there, I want to let you know that Georgia has two investment, a model investment clubs also.
Oh, wow.
One meets on the second Saturday, and one meets on the third Saturday of every month.
Wow.
Can you put that information in the chat so people can...
Guests are always welcome.
Yes, and actually I think what's even better than providing people with everything, go to betterinvesting.org, that link is in the chat. Find the chapters. When you go to the link with the chapters, once you find the Georgia chapter, you will be able to find those two model investment clubs and how you will attend those investment clubs. So I'm going to pull that up now.
I'm just going to share the screens. We want to make sure those people will be listening in the future that since you don't have the benefit of the chat, and Marshall, if you can put the information from the chat inside of the comments on Facebook, and then the people can have that information. So I really want betterinvesting.org.
What I literally did, Michelle just put it in the chat, this link, so the link directly to the chapters, and when you scroll down to Georgia, you're going to be able to see the introduction. You're going to be able to see phone numbers, email addresses directly, so you can get in contact with people with your questions. Click on Model Investment Club, Atlanta Chapter Model Education Investment Club, meet here, and then in the Central Georgia Model Investment Club, links here. And I'm sure that they may not be meeting. So if you can just reach out to them via their contact information, you can find out that information. And let's go to the local event. Because that annual investment education fair that Larry talked about earlier is right here.
All of these are great presenters. They speak at our national convention every year. Need more information, reach out to Claire Redmond via email the phone number, and these are the event Thursday. And right there, you register. Those are hot links. Register.
Yep.
Those are hot links. You register from this
from this page, it takes you right to the GoToMeeting and answer these questions, hit register. But you know, identify those. If you don't want to sign up all of them, which I recommend you do, but look at this. Time matters. A woman's outlook on retirement. Audience, women age, 57, because it's never too late to invest. have made it work for them, have been a service and helping other people learn about it. We're doing little things, and as you know, those little things help limit the benefits of, we've been able to impact our community because, I mean, you look at it, most of us have, like I said, you and your wife, we have regular jobs, you know, we may not be able to retire off of just the income that we made because we don't have
high income for the job. So how can you make our money work for us? And like you did, retire at 55. All your birthday. Well, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk. I love this organization. It has been a godsend to me. Like I said, I've had it on 15-1 and not gotten involved in investment clubs or not invested in this. It's just a place to start. And you can learn. I don't know what to say. I am just overwhelmed with the joy that all the people out here are so good. Everyone out here to help you. When we have our meetings, we say the only dumb question is the one that you don't ask.
So we're all here trying to learn from each other. And if you don't know, if you can't answer somebody, exactly. All right, well, we do have a call to action. One call to action that I encourage everybody to go online to get the magazine, one article. I know you like to ask about books, and so they start having a particular book we'd like to recommend, and we want to read. tonight's book, there's a little over here. It's in the chat, from Acorns to Little Acorns. But what I also challenge each of you to do is this. Please go online to our social media. Georgia Better Investing has a Facebook group. And if you're from that area, please make sure you can connect with them. It's Facebook Book History. In our chapter, we have the Southeast Florida Facebook Book Connect. The national organization also. If you're listening from anywhere else, just go to Facebook and put in the name of the area you're in. And if you can't find one, join one of ours. Join all of ours. And connect with us online. That's a whole, I just want to make sure that you do something. So get it out of your head. Maybe start saving. And then the next month you come back, you know what? I paid $20 down on a bill. I mean, I'm not even a million dollars in debt. And yes, debt-free. But it's from the education that we've all learned from one organization while we're here. We have no excuse. No excuse. We put our phone number here. I'm trying to do your phone number. I am, but I can't.
So I put my phone number in 786-546-0184.
Goodbye.